Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to Sabres Live here, waiting on Duffer. He's going to join us in a few minutes. But in the meantime, single game tickets are now on sale for all 40 regular season home games and all 3 preseason home games. You can pick your seats, see what's available, the teams, the, you know, who do you want to see? Obviously, usually there's 41 regular season home games, but the Sabres start in Czechia against the New Jersey Devils. One of those games is a home game. One of those games is an away game. So there's 40 for you to pick. There's some great matchups around Thanksgiving, around Christmas. You want to, you know, see the original six. They're all there. So go on Sabres.com /tickets to look at all the single game tickets on sale right now. And because we're still in baseball season, the Bisons are still going on. They've got a few more home games, and I'm thinking of going to one of those Bisons games. Well, you know what? This Saturday, it's hockey day at the Buffalo Bisons, and Prospects Autograph Session, which should include Isaac Rosanne, Yuri Kulik, Noah Oslin. All you got to do is get to Sinensfield early, September 7th. The gates open at 11:30. Alex Tuck is going to throw the first pitch at the game, so it's going to be a fun time. Hockey day at the ballpark is always fun. They usually wear different uniforms, the different hats. They represent a lot of the hockey and the hockey culture around here, and they're always a lot of fun to deal with. While we wait for Duffer, which we'll do our team of the day, the Seattle Kraken, when he comes on to the show. If not, then we'll just do it next week. No big deal. But I did do a this or that with Shayna Goldman before the break about, you know, new uniforms. The Anaheim Ducks have the orange. The Utah Hockey Club, obviously a new team. They have new uniforms. I agree with Shayna that the Anaheim Ducks, the orange, the Mighty Ducks logo, it looks fantastic. So I'm picking this one. Here's another diss or dat. What we see a lot in the NHL is when a young player, an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old player makes it to the NHL, sometimes they will live with a veteran. We saw, you know, Marner being tight with the Marlowe's in Toronto when he was there. There was other players, right? Like, I remember John Tavares and Matt Molson when I was with the Islanders lived with Doug Waite. John Tavares was just an 18-year-old kid, so there was a little bit of a guest house, so they lived there. So how about this or that? Yesterday's team of the day was the San Jose Sharks. Would you rather live with Patrick Marleau or Joe Thornton? And the reason I'm saying that is because Will Smith is going to live with Patrick Marleau this year in San Jose, and Macklin Celebrini is going to live with Joe Thornton. So this or that, which one would you rather live with, Marleau or Thornton? I think I'd pick Joe Thornton because I feel like Thornton would be so much fun. But hey, we have Duffer on right now. Brian Duff is joining us on Sabres Live. Duffer, we had a great segment with Shayna. She said to say hi. We talked a lot of tennis. We talked about Draisaitl, Jarvis, fantasy hockey and everything. But I'm going to hit you with the hard question, this or that. Who would you rather live with, the Marleau family or the Thornton family in San Jose, as Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini are set with those two legends of the game?
Obviously, Thornton. Too many kids in the Marleau household. You'd have
way too many kids.
Way too many responsibilities. Like, no, just let me get to the beach with Joe and learn how to surf and indulge in everything that Joe has created in his legendary world.
You know, like, I watch a lot of Friends on TV, and Joey in Friends, when he's looking for a new roommate or when Rachel moved, you know, with him, he says, you know about Naked Tuesday, you know about, you know, all of that. Do you think if you live with the Thornton, you have to just walk around in a towel? Because that was basically Joe Thornton. Whenever he would meet the media, shirtless, towel on. Like, does Macklin Celebrini have to only be wearing a towel?
How much rooster decor is there in the Thornton household?
Yes, that too. I don't know. It feels like it has a farm feel to it. Not like a Brett Burns farm, but a Joe Thornton really, you know, not far from here in Buffalo, Southern Ontario, farmland, like the country. It feels like that. So, yeah, rooster decor or towel on is probably the must-have at Thornton.
Please tell me I have not missed our team of the day.
No, we have waited for you for the team of the day. So I was going to ask Shayna a few questions about it, but we got, you know, talking a lot about Jesse Pegula, which is amazing. Her win last night, a couple of expletive like F-bombs were dropped towards our coach's box at one point when she was losing in the second set, and it got her fired up. Mm-hmm. So we talked about that. Mr. Pegula was at the match. They showed him on the TV a few times, which was great. Yep. And, you know, Jesse's sister, brother, husband were all there as well, which they have been. But, you know, they talked about it a lot. But we did not talk about the team of the day, which is the Seattle Kraken. Mm-hmm. Duffer, I know you've prepped a lot on them. I've done my own prep. But I have to start by saying I feel like the Kraken are the Western Conference team that resembles most the Buffalo Sabres going into this year and what 2 years ago was and what last year ended up being.
Interesting. The obvious parallel is that 2 years ago, both were in the top five in offense in the NHL. Obviously, there's been a different approach, however, to offseason team building.
Yes.
The Kraken made their biggest splash ever twice, once at defense and once at forward with Montour and Stevenson, right? And it's interesting.
They both changed coach, so it looks similar in that way. Bylsma is the new coach. Lindy Ruff is here.
Now, the downside, obviously, for Buffalo is when they were a top three offense 2 years ago and Seattle was fourth, Seattle made the playoffs with 100 points.
Yes.
But now has a three-year resume in the NHL of 60 points, then 100, and then back down to 81. But the reason is obvious because they went from fourth in the league down to 29th in goals for. So this is like, talk about an off-season agenda. How do we add more offense? Well, they did it from the blue line with Brandon Montour, and one would assume, although I don't know this for sure and wanted to ask you specifically, like, does Montour's presence allow Vince Dunn to even add to his impressive offensive totals of the last 2 years, or does it in any way take away? Regardless, that's to be decided. And with Chandler Stephenson, who I love, but would have maxed out at like 5x5, he ended up getting 7x just over 6. Mm-hmm. I mean, in a best case scenario, you're going to get Chandler Stephenson close to 60 points a year. More likely scenario is that he's going to average 50 points a year. The worst case scenario is if he doesn't get to 50 points a year over the course of this deal, then it's going to be most likely a huge problem for the Kraken. And remember, the strangest thing about Seattle last year was that they struggled so badly out of the blocks. By the time they came to Buffalo or thereabouts, they were 6 games below .500.
Yep.
Then they went on this streak of 9 straight wins and 11-0-2.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Two over that run, but they never came close to it after. They once again, for the rest of the year, had another stretch of 6 games under .500. So
it was really on Joey DeCour's back. Like, it wasn't on scoring goals. It was on goaltending and defense.
It was both. They did have an uptick in the offense, but you're right. In fact, in that 13-game window, 10 of the 13 games for the Kraken produced 2 goals against or less. In the remaining 42 games of the year, they were only able to do that 16 times. Yeah. So it was a complete anomaly for the season, but it did allow Joey DeCour to be the number one goalie for the first time in his career. And even though there's a massive disparity in salary and length of term remaining, one has to assume that Joey DeCour should be the number one again this year, right?
I think so. The first goalie to ever pitch a shutout in the Winter Classic is Joey DeCour. That's a trivia question, which he did last year in the Winter Classic. Yes, Philip Grubauer is the goaltender that, you know, left Colorado to go to Seattle, to sign for big money, never really were able to put it together. Injuries came into play, so you got to, you know, factor that in. But I think Joey DeCourt has been a great story, a guy that has worked really hard at every step. He went to Arizona State University when Arizona State didn't even have the Mullet Arena. They were a no program, and boom, he played there. He really, you know, got himself playing with multiple organizations in the minors, got his break, and now in Seattle is battling for the number one job, which is very similar to Buffalo in a, you know, inexperienced Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, who had a great second half of the season, saying, oh, he's the number one, but, you know, there's Reimer, there's Levi. It's the same thing in Seattle when I look at their crease. There's just not three guys, there's two of them.
Right, but how do you think this will play out? Like, if Decord has a good start to the year, and he's on the final year at 1.2.
Yeah.
Does he get an extension early on, and then they have to live with two goaltenders on term? Because Grubauer's still got, like, including this year, it's 3 years remaining at 5.9. So unless they figure a way out of that, I don't know what the appetite is yet for them to spend on Joey Decord moving forward. You know, it's a little bit of a tricky balance because right now, according to Puckpedia, I mean, the Kraken are sixth in payroll, and they've only got 4,000 of cap space, and they've only got 12 forwards listed.
Well, they did give Matt Berniers that big contract at $7 million.
Right.
And you have to consider that, you know, Shane Wright, luckily for them, has been able to have 2 years slide. So he's just starting that third year playing in the minors, a little bit like Jack Quinn and JJ Paterka had their contract slide.
Yeah.
But I feel like the most likely scenario would be that if Joey Decord is the guy, you sign him to an extension, it's not going to cost you more than $3.5 to $4 million, I think.
Right.
And then you trade Philip Grubauer with some salary retention. So that would be the thing.
Who's like at 5.9. Who's taking that?
There's got to be some teams out there that are still going to be looking for a goalie.
He's got to show something, right? Like, to me.
Yes, he has to show something. He has to show that he's healthy.
I mean,
he's 32 years old.
It's wild. Like, he, you know, was behind Holtby in the Capitals organization. But when he got in there, like, his quality start percentage as a Capital was 620.
Yeah.
And with Colorado, it was 583, right? Those are good numbers. As a member of the Kraken, his quality start percentage is at 444, you know? And, like, it's just wild. He was basically, like, about 40 games above 500 with both Washington and Colorado, and he's been below 500 with Seattle. And it's just,
it'll be interesting, Duffer, because it was Barry Trotz in Washington, a really good defensive coach. Colorado had the best defensive team when you look at expected goals against when Grubauer was there and when Kemper was there. And Nanny went to Seattle, and Dave Axtell had some moments of okay and not. Defensively, it wasn't the same thing. If Bilesbuck can dial him in, then it will help the court and Grubauer, and it will help them, you know, try to get back to the playoffs.
How do you look at the Bilesma hiring based on the fact that they've added offensive pieces? Like, they should be focused on getting back to what got them to the playoffs, right? Which was being a top scoring team. Now, Bilesma's had the luxury of elite players, so even with a defensive
Crosby and Malkin,
exactly,
even with Pittsburgh,
even with the defensive structure, he can produce offensive teams.
Yes,
like, but he's also learned and had great firsthand experience the last few years in Coachella Valley, and so too under Bilesma did Shane Wright. Like, think about Shane Wright coming in here as a projected perhaps fourth line center on this
center,
team. 36 games of AHL playoff experience in the last 2 years as a kid. Like, that stuff is, like, to me, that's super exciting. And when you launched into this Kraken debate, and I mean, nobody's thinking we could fill the rest of the show on Seattle, but I guarantee you we will.
We did San Jose 30 minutes yesterday. We can do Kraken a lot longer.
You know, I look at this when you said similarity to Buffalo. It's funny that you didn't know I was doing this, but our offseason has been spent looking at Buffalo retooling lines 3 and 4.
Yes.
With Seattle, to me, they have the potential. Now, they don't have the as high end, I don't believe, as Buffalo. They don't have as high end upside. You know, they don't have the, but it, the jury remains out. I just don't expect Beniers to make the massive jump this year. But look at their third and fourth lines. Tolvanen had 16 goals last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yanni Gourde over the last 3 years has had 48, 48, and 33 points. And Bjorkstrand is a five-time 20-goal scorer coming off a 59-point season. That's on line three. You could have Shane Wright centering the fourth line. He had 4 goals in 8 NHL games last year. Tanev, who's had a career high of 16, and Ty Cartier, 11. Like, do you not look at those bottom two lines and think this this team could really win games because of the offensive ability of the bottom two.
And I think that's
lines.
What Bausma likes. Like, think of when they won it in Pittsburgh and the depth that they had
Max
and the Talbot middle, and, in the middle, yeah. right? The middle they had. Like, they could have Bennier, Stevenson, Gordon, Wright, center down the middle, four lines. I think that's the way Bausma wants it. I think that's the way Ron Francis has wanted it. I think Seattle is going to be surprising. Although Buffalo has beaten Seattle. Now we can say that, Duffer. Until this year, we couldn't do it. But now they have been able to beat Seattle. It was their first win in 3 years against the Seattle Kraken. In Seattle, they did it, which
Jeff
was
Skinner
interesting. Yes, absolutely. And it was kind of a weird game because they had lost. Buffalo had lost to Detroit the game before, and then they got scored 24 seconds in by Jordan Eberle just to see Tage score 25 seconds later. So we've had some kind of exciting games against Seattle this year. Hopefully we have some good games. Buffalo's going to go 1-1 against Seattle, Duffer, next year, which will bring him to 34-24-5 after 63 games, 73 points. So plus 10 still with 19 games left on the season. So got to take a break here. We're only going to have a minute or two. It's going to be quick. Not even that. Producer Jeff says not even that. Okay, we're coming back here on Sabres Live.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.